Santa works hard, but Kris Jenner, she works harder. She also works very hard at organizing team bonding experiences. We'll tell you if she nailed it or failed it. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Okay. It's a season finale, what?
I can't believe it.
It went by really fast.
Right?
Really
it's
fast.
Crazy. We're talking season 17, episode 12, the finale, which is called Cattle Drive Me Crazy. Welcome back, y'all.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Dakota's not with us today,
yes.
But I'm going to hold it down. I think I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
You're doing great.
I got Nakia.
Hi, guys.
And I got my other... Howard the Third.
He doesn't matter.
I only talk to him every day.
You're doing great, sweetie. Hey, everybody. He doesn't matter.
And then we have Howard
What's
the Third.
His face?
We love to see it. Awesome. Okay, so we have so much to talk about this episode. So much went down. We're also going to talk tea time. We got some crazy stuff that has happened this week. And then we also got Graham Glam. We all love a Graham Glam. So, as I said at the beginning, Santa works hard, but Kris Jenner, she works harder.
Yes.
And that's what the shirt I have.
Love the sweater.
That's a great Christmas sweater.
It is.
It's very appropriate. We're not kidding. We're diehard fans.
Yes.
I mean, some are more than others. And, you know, we all know who Kia likes and doesn't like. But...
What?
For example, Kanye, he has a show today. That was cool, but we're here instead. Kia got an invite, and she was this close to going, but she wanted to come here to talk about it instead with y'all.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, let's get started. Oh, and by the way, I'm Rachel Robillard.
Can't forget that.
Let's introduce me, right? Okay, so the girls go to Wyoming, and it's supposed to be a girls only trip, no kids. But what does Courtney do?
Bring all the kids.
But, and I just love how the very beginning, Mason, who just turned 10 years old,
I know,
the other day,
this is crazy.
Yesterday?
Everybody was born
yesterday.
On the show.
Yeah, that. Yeah, where Courtney just
pulled him out
like the oven roasted turkey on Thanksgiving.
Beginning of a decade. End of a decade.
Right? Wow. Talk about perspectives. But he said, the martini bottle, he referred to the martini bottle, and he's like, oh, that will be gone by the end of this trip.
Ooh.
Lovey will drink it all. I love that.
And he knows.
He knows his grandma.
Yeah.
But you know what I think, though? Like, Courtney's a single mom. Kim is not a single mom. Mm. Chloe, she's not really a single mom, because Tristan is still there, and he wants to be with her low-key. So, like, they have all the help. Courtney is a single mom. So, I understand why she has to bring her three kids whilst her baby father has a girlfriend and they're living their best life. So, I get why she has to bring her three where the others don't really have to bring their kids.
Yeah.
Where someone like Kylie's like, let me stay home with my kid.
Yeah.
Kendall doesn't have any kids and Kim and Chloe have the help. And Courtney doesn't. So, I get it. But she's like, they gotta come. Mm. They can sit at home with Corey. But they got to come to Wyoming. Sorry.
And, like, she's bringing her nannies, too. So, exactly.
Right.
She's able to do all the team bonding things.
Because Scott was supposed to come, and he canceled. So, I get why, as a single mom, your baby father canceled. So, now you got to figure out what to do with your kids. Because he probably was supposed to watch the kids, and he probably canceled last minute because him and Sophia probably doing their thing. So, she probably was like, let me just bring the kids.
Right? She should have left the kids at the house.
But we're
right. Sorry. She got nannies. She has cousins. Cece could have watched them.
Cece ain't watching no kids.
Cece, MJ, everybody, a family friend.
Those are elder women.
They're not watching nobody's goddamn kids. No, Courtney, we told you, don't bring the kids. If I'm not bringing my daughter, unfortunately, you can't bring your kids.
But think about it. The other sisters have boyfriends and husbands to watch their kids.
Kanye can watch them.
Kanye ain't watching her kids, but he barely wants to watch his own kids.
Kanye can watch them. I was about to say.
In the same way Scott said he couldn't come, well, now you
Scott
can watch the kids.
Scott is with his 21-year-old girlfriend jet-setting the world.
And you're with your 21-year-old girlfriend and my kids, as well as your kids. So,
have fun. Eunice, you know, that'd be a plot twist.
Oh, child.
Can you imagine?
Eunice?
But think about it, you can't, like... She probably thought she was leaving her kids with her baby daddy, and he probably was like, good luck, sis. Me and my 21-year-old girlfriend are jetting the world.
Yeah.
You're stuck with your three kids. What are you supposed to do?
Well, just know next trip, I'm bringing my child. I'm bringing my daughter. I'm bringing my son. Because you brought all your kids.
They should have.
I'm just glad Courtney showed up, though, and didn't pull a Kylie, where it's like, oh, well, I'd rather be with my kid. And Travis's, I think that was the Houston situation for Astroworld. That's where my mindset went. I think that was where the timing with things was. So she was in Houston for that one-day festival.
Right, and she said that in the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I get that. But I feel like Kylie or Kendall was hurt the most that Kylie wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she just really wanted her there. She's like, I flew from London. Like, can you just come for a day or two and have this experience with me? And so I was really surprised to see Kylie not present.
Same. Yeah. But I find it funny because everyone gets Courtney slack, but Kylie never does this show, like ever. She literally never shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand Kylie, and I get why she probably doesn't. Because remember when they were kids, one thing their dad did, Caitlin did, was make sure that their kids, like her kids, were very like secure and safe. And I feel like that's where Kendall and Kylie kind of get that from. Mm-hmm. And that's why Kendall kind of does her thing, and Kylie's like, I'm good when it comes to the camera. So I understand why she's like, I'm good. And I think that's where Courtney's kind of going. But I am shocked that she didn't come because it was supposed to be like a sister bonding trip. She could have brought Stormy. And I get that Travis was there, but it's one of those things where it's like, you'll always see Travis. But I can't decide for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't say what she should have done. But Kendall and Kylie are really, really close. And I get Kendall because Kendall's like, damn, I came all the way from Europe.
Exactly.
You could have came for at least a day with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie's like, you should have told me, but it's one of those things where it's like, no, you should have just came for the day.
She should have definitely came for the day. I mean, Kylie, it's a 2-hour flight. You're in a private jet, so you don't have to worry about everybody else. You're surrounded by family, and there's enough security.
And nannies.
You got your nanny. You could have even brought Stormy on the low, and we would have never known. So I think she should have came.
You could have came.
Like, and especially Kendall, who's flying, you know, all, like, 24 hours, you know, all the way across from overseas.
Yeah.
You could at least show your face for 2 days.
Like, family. Family is very important, and I get it. Like, I guess you want your baby close with her dad, but like, that's something that she'll always have. But I always like, you always have, your family is very important. Your mom, your sisters, your dad, your brothers, like, that's important, and never forget that. Where like, Stormy is like one, and she'll always have those moments with her dad. So I kind of feel like if you wanted her to go on the tour, she could have went, and you could have went.
It's like, Stormy won't really remember that.
Yeah, she doesn't know. She won't know until she's like five what's happening. So I felt like you could have went to bond it with your sisters, at least for me. Because like you said, it is only a 2-hour trip, where sis had to fly like 9 hours to get there.
Exactly. 2-hour trip, 2 days, like, make the effort.
I think it just goes to show that we see it on air how hard it is for all of them to get together. Yeah. And so that's how it is for the family Christmas photo. It's like impossible to get together. Photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just really shows me like they are just like everyday Americans, you know? Like if you were to have a big family, 5 or plus, it's probably hard trying to get everybody together, especially if all the siblings move. It's like, are we all going to be able to fly home for the Christmas, you know, the holidays? Like, it's really tough.
It is. But Chris specifically wanted to do this Wyoming trip to get the girls together, to do this team bonding experience, starting out with the cattle drive. And I didn't realize in 2005 that Courtney debuted on a reality TV show, the cattle drive.
Me neither.
What?
Me neither.
I was like, wait, I'm sorry. What? So it was really Courtney with the first time reality TV debut back in 2005. So that was really interesting to see. And do y'all think did she nail it or fail it for the cattle drive?
Courtney?
Or Chris, for the organizing of that, and just how did that go? How did that experience go in y'all's eyes?
You know, her heart was in the right place, but I don't think she nailed it. You know, I think it really went left when that horse kind of went crazy. Then everybody's probably thinking, like, I should have never came to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, this horse is bugging out. I should have just stayed at home. And then it's very hard if they're supposed to do this as a group and everybody's getting the cattle, one's to the left, one's to the right. Where's the real true bonding? If they would have had some words like, okay, I got your back. Hey, Chloe, the cattle on the left. You know, there was no true bonding.
Yeah,
and I love how Chloe goes hee-haw, the hee-haw instead of yee-haw. I'm from Texas, so
see,
I'm just like,
you caught that.
Did I go over y'all?
Yeah.
I was like, she's saying this wrong, but okay.
Yee-haw.
All y'all like, cool.
I'm
like, it's yee-haw.
Yee-haw.
Hee-haw. It's yee-haw. But yes, okay, so they did the cattle drive. And then they kind of realize, like, that didn't work. Let's do something else. So they go to a ropes course. Right when they were walking in, I exactly got deja vu of the last time they were at the ropes course, and Kim had a meltdown.
I remember that.
So right. I'm like, why are they doing this again? And then, of course, that's where we see Kim saying, I am so successful. I do not need to do this. How will this benefit me? This will not make me a better person. This will not make me like my sisters more. I'm not doing it. I'm like, okay, those are her boundaries.
Right.
Yeah.
Her boundaries, but of course Courtney's making fun of her. And also that's when Chloe and Courtney really go at it.
Yeah.
Where I just felt like it just backfired. Like they were so mean to each other. And that's what we were talking about while watching, was that who was the bully in this situation?
I don't know. I just feel like they've become so mean to each other where I feel like Kim a few years ago was able to be like, I don't want to do this. This is my boundaries. But I feel like if it's Courtney, it's like Courtney's complaining. She doesn't want to do it. But I'm like, but it's okay for Chloe and Kim. It sucks because Chloe and Courtney used to be really close, like really close. Yeah. And I think Kim was a little jealous of that. And now for some weird reason, Chloe and Kim are like really close.
Yeah.
And they've kind of shunned out Courtney. Mm-hmm. And they've been really mean to their older sister. And I don't understand what that's about. And I feel like as they're getting older, like you ladies are damn near 40. Courtney's already 40. Kim, you're about to be 40. So I'm confused of like why they're picking on each other. Mm-hmm. They're moms. They're successful. I don't get it, but I do think it's really weird that, like, Kim can be like, I don't want to do it. I'm good. But if Courtney says it, it becomes, like, a big thing where it's she's no fun. But I'm like, well, you said exactly what she said.
Yeah.
So how is it? I don't know. I could be wrong. Let me know what you guys think, but
I don't know. I do feel like it's hard to say who's really the bully in that instance, because Courtney could have been joking, which, you know, Courtney has that monotone, mm-hmm. so you don't really know when she's joking. But it's just like, I think Chloe kind of blew it out of proportion. You know, she made it a little bit bigger than what it should be. And I was like, I understand your feelings, Chloe, but Courtney, if she said she was joking, that's it. Like, just, you know, kind of cut back.
Normally, because, like, Chloe normally is the jokester of the family.
She is.
So I kind of feel like if Courtney's joking, I felt like she took it way out of proportion. And again, I feel like lately it's kind of been like everybody versus Courtney, where Chloe and Courtney used to be so close. And it even shows because when they pretended to be other people, and Kim said the whole thing when she was pretending to be Courtney, when she's like, oh,
yeah,
Chloe's so much of Kim's ass. And it's like, well, at least you guys acknowledge where you guys all used to be close, but you guys have kind of done this like weird split with each other.
Exactly.
I know. It's just so much. Also, I have the live chat up. So if you guys are watching, which a few of you are, please let us know. Whose side are you on? Team Chloe or Team Courtney?
Yes, please let us know. We're curious.
Corey?
Corey.
I'm Team Corey.
Oh, just out. Fixing
minding your business. Fighting
there.
With Scott. Just there.
We didn't even see him do any activities.
Yeah. Not a goddamn thing. Was he on a horse? Was he on one of those?
He was on a horse. He was. He was on a horse, and then he asked about his hat, and then that was
it. Corey just minds it. He doesn't know.
I also think it's funny how they're like, all right, yeah, no kids, but Corey, I feel like Corey's one of the kids in my head. I'm like, exactly. Wait, why is Corey there then?
He could have watched the kids.
He could have watched the kids.
No, because he would.
He could have watched the kids.
He'd beat little P.
He would beat little P. Not my P.
Not my little P.
My little P.
Scott's not having it.
You just said you whipped my daughter's ass. My little P.
My little P. Oh my gosh.
My
daughter. I don't think Corey's allowed with the kids. Oh my gosh. But yes, let's talk about how they did dress up as one another. Mm. And originally I was like, hold up, is this like strike three of them like getting at it again? So I'm like, okay, the cattle drive, that was kind of a fail. The ropes course, horrible fail. And okay, let's just, a cherry on top, let's all dress up like one another and act like each other, where that can be really misconstrued.
Yeah.
But I think they had a good time with it. I feel like it's good that they're able to make fun of one another.
Yes.
And it's not like what they said was false, like you said.
Facts.
How I'm Chloe and I'm up Kim's ass, where it's like, oh, shoot. I thought, and then Kendall being like Kylie, that was hilarious.
That was
trending before the episode even came out. Right. That was all over social.
I loved it. I even love how Penelope was dressed up as Kylie as well. I loved it because I think it's great to make fun of yourselves and to make fun of each other. And I love the idea that it was awesome. I just want to say that Chloe and Chris look exactly like before they did the wig switch.
Nailed it.
The wig switch, I was like, that's her mother's twin. Like, I know the girls look like their dad, but Chloe looks just like her mom, so it was very scary to see her dress up as Chris, because she looks just like Chris.
Yeah.
And vice versa, when she did the okra. But I thought it was cute. I think that their mom is just, you know, trying to do the right thing and trying to get her daughter together and figure that everyone's fighting. And, you know, this is the season finale. And I'm interested to see, like, where season 18 is going to go because, you know, as reported, not only Courtney, but a few people feel like they don't really want to film the show anymore. Yeah. So I'm really interested to see where the show's going to go going forward.
Me too.
Me too. I mean, I'm hoping they're continuing on, but it sounds like in tonight's episode, Courtney is just over it.
Like I'm sick of
y'all. She's definitely like, renegotiate my contract. Yeah. I only want to do a little bit.
But you know what? Courtney's been saying this since season one. Yeah. And that's one thing I've been saying to people. I'm like, yo, sis has been the same. She's hated her family. She's hated the show. She's hated everything since season one. And I think she did what she could for 18 seasons. And I think her oldest is now 10 years old, where he now, and his friends are now on the internet. And I understand as a mom, I don't have kids, but I think I get where she's coming from, where it's like, fam, my kids are now at that age. I don't want them to have to go to school. Where Kendall and Kylie were Mason's age.
When they started. Maybe even a little older.
Maybe 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
So I get as a mom, you don't want your kids, no shade to my sisters, but I don't want my kids to be like that. I don't even want them to go to school and have to talk about the show. So I get where she's come from when she's like, I'm good. Let's figure out what we can do outside of the show, because think about it. The ratings have gone down.
Yeah.
So everyone has reported. What are we going to do after the show? What's our legacy going to be?
And I think she's just saying that now because she's already reaped the benefits of this show. Mm-hmm. She's already, you know, made her money. She's done her clothing line and she's done her off things or her spinoffs and stuff. So Courtney's probably like, I'm tired. I've done what I can. I've gotten what I've gotten out of the show. I'm ready to back out. Call me Rob. That's it.
Like, yeah. Call me Rob. No, call me Rob. Call me Kylie. Call me Kendall.
Kylie wasn't even at the she was FaceTime. Kendall FaceTimed Kylie to be like, look, I look like you.
Yeah.
So like another reason of like, wait, Kylie's like not showing up.
It's one of those things where it's like everyone doesn't have to be in front of the camera, and I get that everyone's not comfortable in front of the camera. And she's been saying this in season one where it's like, I don't want the camera in my face all the effing time. Like, I get it. I film 5 days a week out of the seven. Mm-hmm. I want to be a mom and I want to chill and I don't want that camera following me. What can we do outside of this? Yeah. Let's figure out what we're going to do when this show ends. What's our legacy going to be?
Well, I'm just curious if once the cameras stop rolling, are they not going to see each other as much?
I know.
Because that's something that they said about the show, is that it brings us together. It's a reason for all of us to plan things together, where it's like, once the show is off, do you see them going their own ways?
The good thing is they all live next to each other, which is great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you follow them on social media, they all still like write on each other's posts. And I think they're a close family. Mm-hmm. I do see them being together like every day, because they do go over each other's houses for dinner and lunch and stuff. So I still see them being close. I do think that going forward, like season 18, and if we do get a 19, you're not going to see Kylie. You're not going to see Courtney. You're barely going to see Kendall. You're probably just going to see Kim, Chloe.
Well, bring on Rob. Can Rob's going to come back?
Rob and Caitlin are trying to get back on the show. So I mean, you might see those two next season.
If we want to really shake it up, bring them both back, Rob and Caitlin.
I'm just saying.
That's a whole other storyline.
Yeah.
Caitlin is getting ready. She's on that celebrity show. She's getting ready. Yeah. Rob is getting in shape. We might see Rob. Tristan might bring his ass back.
I'm really afraid that they just won't hang out as much. I mean, given, yes, they all live 5 minutes away from each other, but I live 5 minutes away from my cousins. I don't see them like that. You know what I mean?
I guess
every family is different.
Every family's different. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like this show really helps them come together. Yeah. Without this show, it'd be like, okay, well, I'll see you next month. Or, you know, I'll drop off my daughter, do a play date, but I'll see you when I see you type of thing. Whereas with the show, you know, they get to be together more often.
Well, I feel like Courtney's like, I don't care.
Yeah, Courtney's definitely
get off my lawn. I don't care if I see y'all.
Courtney's
done. Get off my lawn! Get out my house. I hate you all.
Yeah, well, that'd be really interesting to see Caitlin with a comeback.
I see it. And I see that because she's getting ready, because she's on that Help Me, I'm a Celebrity show. And I feel like her next round, because she's friends now with the Kardashians again.
Like, Kim just recently tweeted out, like, no, we didn't go pick her up from the airport because of what Caitlin was saying. The producers did not reach out to me saying that they could talk about this stuff about me. Right. So,
exactly.
But not a big fan of Caitlin.
But for her birthday, though, I think she was just answering. So people were criticizing her and her family and saying, oh, you guys weren't there for the finale. Mm-hmm. So Brandon first came out and was like, we didn't know. So Kim was like, yeah, like Brandon said, we didn't know. But for Caitlyn's birthday, they all were there.
Yeah.
They all sent her flowers. So, like, mm-hmm. they're in good company with mm-hmm. Caitlyn Jenner.
But it's also, you bite your tongue when it's someone's birthday. Yes. Rather than, like, oh, it's because I want to hang out with you.
No, mm-hmm. they were there for her birthday. Gotta remember, this show was filmed a little bit before. They all showed up for her birthday dinner, except for Khloé, because Khloé couldn't be there. But Khloé sent her flowers.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things where, like, and Kim even said, like, Kim's been with Caitlyn since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And Kim and Caitlyn were at a few events together. Like, they get along. Khloé sent her flowers for her birthday. Her and Chris sent her flowers for her birthday. So I think they all get along. It's just, unfortunately, she filmed this show before her birthday. Yeah. So she opened her mouth a little bit ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do mm-hmm. see her popping up next season mm-hmm. with Rob, with a few extras.
We're going to need, honestly, if we're going to save the show and keep the show, we're going to need Caitlyn to pop up and talk about this situation and really talk about it on camera.
I see her. She's getting ready. She's on that Help Me on My Celebrity Show, getting ready for her debut.
Y'all let us know in the comments below if y'all want to see Caitlyn next season on Keeping Up the Kardashians. But we're actually going to talk about Caitlyn in tea time. So let's get started with some tea time. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all. I personally don't want to talk about this, but we got to talk about this because this was what we were all talking about at the beginning of the week. The results are in. Uh-oh. Jordan Woods' polygraph tests from the Red Table Talk regarding Tristan Thompson have been revealed. Jordan claimed she did not have sexual intercourse with Khloé's baby daddy, and the polygraph said, you passed, and that the administrator said he believes her. So,
kudos!
Yes.
Okay, so, all right, the polygraph says that Jordan is telling the truth. Great. Like, this story, I'm just over it. I'm over it. But to add a little more to the situation, once that this story came out, then Khloé was so quick to post on her IG story saying, liars are always ready to take oaths. And then Jordan then posts another story saying, an apple a day keeps the haters away, or some like that. So it's like, dang, this, obviously they still have beef.
Yes.
And it's not going away.
Because here's one thing. If I'm Jordan, for the past year, Khloé has been posting IG post about Jordan. They've been talking about this girl all year on the show.
It's been subliminal.
So if I'm Jordan, you've been saying my name for a whole year. God damn it. I'm sick of it. So here's the goddamn polygraph test. Why is it that you can say my name all year in your show? And then Khloé then posted on her social media. She was like, this isn't just about Tristan. This is also for Jordan. Yeah. I forgive her. I move on. So I think, and it wasn't, people have to remember, Jordan filmed this when she did the Red Table Talk. She didn't walk in there.
Exactly.
It wasn't her that released it. It was the Red Table Talk that released it. And I think it's because Khloé kept mentioning her. So I think Jada was like, let's release this. Mm-hmm. And then when she released it, Khloé did the whole other post. So my thing is, like, if you're going to post about me and you're going to keep mentioning me, if I'm not getting paid for it, stop talking about me. I won't talk about you. But then Jordan posted that all my posts are not clapbacks. It's not about Khloé.
That's true.
It is what it is. But then when Khloé said liars, then she posted the hater thing, whatever. And then people were like, well, what about Tristan? Because allegedly Tristan and Khloé are together. Mm-hmm. So fans were dragging her and saying, you go hard on Jordan, but you don't go hard on Tristan. So,
But she's always been like that. I love my girl, Khloé. You know I love you, girl, just in case you're tuning in. But you've always been like that. You've always stuck up for some reason for the guy. You've always bent over backwards for him. And truly, you deserve better, honey. Because you don't need him to stand on your own 2 feet. Got this. And you got your daughter. And you will make it out of this. Leave him where he needs to be, which is in the gutter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Allegedly, they're dating, but that's neither here nor there. Talking about here or there, talking about someone who dated Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles. They dated in the past.
That's true.
But it looks like these two were able to get together and get along because they were on the Late Late Show for James Corden. They took over. And Harry Styles sat down with his ex, and he asked her a bunch of questions. And if you don't answer the question, you have to eat, like, really weird food, like cow balls and all this really gross stuff. So one thing he asked her was, spill your guts. And he said, rating from number 1 to, like, 10, who is the best parent between Rob, Khloé, Kim, and Kylie? And she pleaded the 5th, and she ate some really nasty food because she didn't want to rate her siblings. Wow. But I thought it was really dope that she could sit down with her ex, and they can play this really cute game of, like, questions.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, she did rank the parenting.
Yes.
Oh, she did?
So she didn't plead the 5th. She answered the question.
Oh.
And Rob was number 1 for the like for parenting. So Rob was number one, Chloe, Kim, Kylie, then Courtney. So she she said Courtney was amongst all of her siblings.
Not
Courtney
Supermom.
Was ranked the not Supermom, not the least interesting person to look at. But are y'all surprised by that? The fact that Kendall put Courtney last and they're in Rob's number one?
Yeah, I'm very surprised because, you know, this is Courtney's thing. It's her kids. So I would expect her to be number one, then maybe even Chloe, then Courtney, I mean, then Kim, and then, you know, the others. But I'm shocked by that. I'm very shocked, actually.
I love how Rob, like, she was, like, without a doubt, Rob's number one. Like, she's, like, Rob is so great to dream. And so that really warmed my heart to hear that.
Aww.
That was really, really sweet.
Check in with us, Rob. Okay. Still keeping with the family. So Kim shares a whole family Christmas card. We didn't know if we were going to see it this year. We didn't know if they were going to do separate Christmas cards and one big family one. And looks like Kim has decided to just keep it simple and clean and give us her own Christmas card, which is just the family sitting in gray sweats, sitting on the stairs, looking into the camera. Merry Christmas. I mean, did we expect more? Did we expect the glitz and the glam? Or is that it? Just the gray sweats, all the kids, and just love?
I mean, I feel like this is just like a regular photo. They're all in matching sweatsuits.
Sitting
gray.
On their stairs.
Saint stole the picture. I feel like Saint
he
like looks so happy. A lot of Christmas cheer up in that little boy smiling so hard. And actually, a lot of people are giving Kim flack because it looks like North is photoshopped. And I'm actually going to talk about that a little more for Kardashian News Daily.
Ooh.
Y'all can tune in for that tomorrow. But everyone's giving her flack. Twitter is going crazy saying North looks really photoshopped. The lighting looks really off for Northy.
Oh, no.
Which is interesting. But we all know that she, you know, as the accusations for her and the Photoshop can never compare to when they Photoshopped Chicago in the Halloween
picture. Oh, my gosh.
Where that was so horrible.
That was terrible.
So, so horrible. Well, with Christmas right around the corner, we're talking about presents for people. And Kris Jenner is giving the whole Kardashian Jenner clan and friends the gift of Botox this holiday. The mother of six, grandmother of 10, teamed up with Botox Cosmetics for their Gift Like a Boss campaign, which promotes the idea of giving $100 gift cards for the brand's beauty injections. Is that, like, nice to be giving Botox? Like, would you appreciate your friend giving you Botox gift cards? How would you feel? Is that a slap in the face or not?
I mean, it's not a slap if you kind of just deliver it right. I need your delivery. Like, if you say, hey, girl, you know, why don't we have a Botox party? Not that you need it, but I got 50% off. Let's go have a good time. See? And I'd be like, okay, girl, why not?
That's how you
deliver. But if you tell me, hey, girl, your face is dragging. You want some Botox? I got 50% off. Well, no. I just had Vaseline and a good moisturizer, and I can fix it, you know?
Yeah. I guess if it's coming from Kris Jenner, it's not offensive, because it's coming from a I'm just saying, it's coming from a family who gets Botox since they were,
on
like, 12.
Daily, yeah.
So I don't think it's just one of those things where I think when you're a family in, like, Beverly Hills or Hidden Hills or Calabasas, it's just like, oh, Botox, thanks. I don't think it's, like, you need it, but I'm Kris Jenner. I'm going to give you guys Botox, because I know people in their damn 20s getting Botox. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And also, Kris Jenner also gifted one of her best friends, like, a facelift.
Yeah.
Right.
We learned about that
like
on...
Or something.
Yeah, we learned that on Kardashians. I believe it was this season where Kris gifted her for her birthday a whole facelift. And she's like, I know she wants it. She's mentioned it. But how do I present it? Where it's like, okay. You gotta know the right friends to give it to.
Because
it's not like you need it, but I do want to pay for it. If that's what you want
to
do.
Welcome to LA.
Welcome, girl. Right?
Baby. Well, it looks like Kylie Jenner, she was at an event. It was like a charity event. And she was there with Jaden Smith, Justin Bieber, and Kris Jenner, and a few other people were there. I think Harry, one of her best friends, was there. And she went on the mic and sang her very famous single, Rise and Shine. And everyone went really crazy. And this became like an internet sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of memes. And someone says, when I'm doing the bare minimum at work, and my friends gas me up. All she said was Rise and Shines, and her friends went crazy. Oh my gosh. But she looked great, and it was like for and like an art charity event, so that was cool.
All right, she gonna milk this rise and shine,
baby.
Do we know anything about the merchandise? Is it still selling? Did she take it down?
Right.
Remember she had the
I know
sweaters.
She put the like LLC out, but mm-hmm. she couldn't like she couldn't get that name because Rise and Shine has been a phrase that's been around since like the 15th century.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of went dead, but her saying this, it might actually rise back up now. So
yeah. And the way that Justin, a lot of people were going crazy because Justin was looking so excited because he did it. The fact that she sang it. So it was cute. Get you a friend like Justin is to Kylie, where they're just like, woohoo! Over the bare minimum, like you said.
And then speaking of friends, our friends here in the live chat, I just want to give a few shout outs to, I'm sorry if I mispronounce your names. Y'all know I'm bad with names, but Imram Safari. She said, you guys have no idea how much this channel means to me.
Aww.
Your guys' inputs are so relatable. And she sends the kissy heart fates here. Also, shout out to Jessica Stansberry, who says, I know, right? I guess she was talking about, you know, something in the past we talked about. But she says, hello.
I know, right?
Hey.
And last name with Miller. Sorry if I mispronounced your first name. Just says, hello. So, hey guys, thanks for tuning in.
Hi, y'all.
Imran also says, question, if all the Kardashians and Jenners were hanging off of a cliff, who would Chris save?
Oh, we were just talking about the movie The
Kylie.
Good Son.
I know.
Because Kylie's a billionaire, and we all know Chris is favoriting Kylie.
But honestly, I don't think it'd be Kylie.
Really?
I think it'd be Kim.
It'd definitely be Kim.
Because though Kylie business made $1 billion, Kim is Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
And Kim's name is the staple. She made the show. And, like, think about it. If Kim was gone, like, where would the show be? Kylie barely comes on the show. Mm-hmm. She made money with her lip kit, but, like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Kim has the personality. She's married to Kanye West. If Kim did this show by herself, the show would be fine.
Yeah.
It would. Yeah.
She's saving Kim Kardashian. We just talked about the movie The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin. Mm. And there's a scene where she has to, like, pick one child. I personally think she's picking Kim, if she had to. I know she would never, like, pick her child because she loves her children. But if this was just for the fun, I'm going with Kim.
I know. Just to throw a little shake up, I'll say Chloe. Just because Chloe is the more relatable one, has the personality, has the height. I mean, yes, I don't know if she'd work as hard as Kim. I do love my girl Chloe. You know, she might slack here or there. But she's got more of the good art.
And you could be like, what child do I want to see for the rest of my life? Who's more entertaining?
I think, Howard, you said that because you would say Chloe.
Yeah, true.
You would want that.
I'm saving the grandkids if I'm Chris. I'm not saving any of my kids. They can all go.
It's all about the next generation.
Keep the babies.
How am I going to make money?
I'm cashing the check on the babies. Mason's now 10. 8 years, we're going to have a gold mine with this kid.
Right. So somebody who might need saving is Sophia. Sophia Hutchins confirms that she and Caitlyn have never been more than friends.
All right.
Oh, let's see. So Caitlyn's longtime rumored girlfriend says she's actually dating somebody else, a 30-year-old Harvard University grad who works on Wall Street. To clarify, it's a guy. So, I don't know.
Weird because, come on, her and Caitlyn been together for a minute. They were on a goddamn reality show when they talked about dating. Yeah. They went on a goddamn date. And they moved in with each other. So it's like, Sophia, like, if you and Caitlyn have broken up and you're doing this thing to be petty, I feel you, sis. Be petty. But don't do the whole, like, we've been best friends for, like, a year. Girl, good night.
Okay.
Just say you and Caitlyn broke up and you can't stand an ass no more and you got a new boo. But there was a whole show about them dating. They lived together.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear we're just roommates. Cut that out.
We're just roommates. You know, Caitlyn needs help with the rent.
Good night. There was a reality show about them together. Together. Anybody else remember Caitlyn's reality show?
I watched a few episodes.
Sophia, enough, sis.
Yeah.
Just saying you and Caitlyn broke up and you can't stand her.
Well, now
and you got a new
Harvard
man.
Guy.
Good night.
Okay, I like it.
But you know what? Bye.
Bye-bye. Well,
if I'm Caitlyn, you gotta go.
You gotta go. Something that's gotta go, these shoes I'm about to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not personally not a fan, but I want to know what you think. So this is another thing to come in the comments below, because I'm so curious what y'all think. Kim posted a photo on IG wearing these, what seemed to be looking like Croc/clog-looking Yeezys. They are called the Yeezy Foam Runner, will be available in 2020.
No.
So, like, what are those? I'm sorry, what?
Keep those in 2020, fam.
Yeah, she's trying to be futuristic. No, I mean, this is Xenon
Zetus Lupitas. We don't want those shoes. This ain't the Jetsons. I will say, fans of Kanye dragged those shoes. They dragged the shoes. They dragged Kim for posting it. You know, it's not my thing.
It's not mine.
I wonder how comfortable they are. If anybody buys them, let us know.
Let us know.
People have been dragging Yeezy for a while, and I'm saying people, his fans, have been doing this. Not a fan.
But it's like, why not just purchase the Crocs that are more than half
exactly
the price of these?
I wonder
foam
if
Crocs
Yeezys are going to sue Kanye, because he stole Crocs' whole idea.
Yeah.
And like,
he modernized the Crocs.
He should have.
Which is like, wait, what? Okay, exactly. Xenon vibes. Oh, and this is the models wearing it.
Oh, God.
For them to debut in 2020.
Oh, God.
Where, like, cult slippers.
Not the cult slippers.
Good night.
Ciao.
So, I actually asked y'all on my IG, yay or nay, would you get these? What do y'all think of these? And here's the results. What is it? Like, majority of y'all said, what the frick, over wanting them. So 16% of y'all want, 84% what the frick.
Oh.
And I'm with the 84% what the frick.
Yes. Okay.
But shout out to Kim for being a great wife and supporting her hubby.
Model your shoes, girl.
Doing her thing. But I will say, a lot of Kanye's fans were like, what is this? So it's not just people who are not fans. This is like, Kanye fans were dragging the shoes because they didn't understand what it was. So.
Nobody does.
What are those? For real. Okay, y'all. It's time to get into our final segment. Gram Glam.
Yeah.
Yay. Picture. So, in addition to posting the Crocs on her IG, she also posted a picture of study time. We got Kim here doing study time.
Okay. Oh, her beat looks amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, she is doing that lawyer thing. And she was wearing last episode, Kim is my lawyer sweatshirt.
Love that.
And
yes,
it's on sale. I saw that. Like, I saw a link to somewhere where you can get it somewhere. Where I follow hashtag KUWTK, keeping up with the Kardashians. That hashtag. Uh-huh. And I saw it pop up where I'm like, dang.
That's
Kim
it.
Is my lawyer is available somewhere. I think it's not like through her website, her situation. I don't think she has them out yet, but like,
she better hurry up and get it.
Okay, yeah,
this
right?
is money in her bag.
Baby, she looks great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then next we got Court.
Ooh.
Looking fly. And she captioned, in case you forgot, .. So it's like, yeah.
Okay,
in case you forgot that I'm a MILF. Is that what she was trying to
say? I'm the most interesting to look at.
And I'm the most interesting to look at.
She's hot.
It's me.
And then we got Chloe captioned, ooh, who says you can't work a mini dress in the winter? Layered by Good American.
Okay.
Ooh.
Bombshell.
Yes.
She sure is.
And next we got Kendall with her Calvin Klein ad.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, take a good look at this ad, right? So this is Kendall with her Calvin Klein ad. Mm-hmm. And next, here we got Kylie with an ad. And it's a Frozen ad.
Good night.
Y'all. It's a Frozen ad.
Good night.
With the caption, I just got these Frozen 2 flying fairies for Stormy. And I'm like, I was like... Get that bad girl, because we all know that the Kardashian, Jenner, West, if they post an ad, they are getting money.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's
probably like
getting
our year's worth salary based on one post.
I will say, if you notice lately, a lot of them have been taking a lot of ads lately where they haven't done it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're doing this whole ad thing where I've noticed, like, Kim's doing more ads, Kylie's doing way more ads, and it's a lot of ads.
A lot.
So I wonder if it's because, like, the show is not... You know, I think they're trying to think of, like, what's our plan B and C. So the sisters have definitely been doing their thing with the ads.
Mm-hmm. And they know.
Baby.
They're getting paid, literally, honestly, getting paid over six figures.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris has done interviews about this. Mm-hmm. And then she said...
Specifically Kylie.
Kylie can get up to a million.
But Frozen... Good night.
Well, hey, she got a daughter.
doing it for a daughter.
A daughter. My little P?
All right, y'all. So we don't have our heads, so let's just call it out. Who we think. Do y'all know who y'all would think?
I'm like a tie for me.
Oh. I think I know who I'm going to do.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Courtney Kim. I'm tied.
Wait, did you say Courtney?
I said Courtney Kim.
And I said Kim.
Oh, my God.
So I'm tied because Courtney and Kim, they both look amazing. My first thought is Courtney, though. Courtney looks fly AF. Mm-hmm. She looks sexy. Mm-hmm. But my second is Kim because Kim's face is so beat. She looks great. Okay, I'll go with Courtney.
Yes, pick one.
Courtney, fine.
One.
But Kim, you're my runner-up. I love you.
Exactly.
I think Kim looks great. And I like how she posted this to her IG because a lot of her IG is based on her beauty products,
right,
and her looking so glam at this and that. But this is a very relatable picture that she is studying. She mm-hmm. is doing what she needs to do to get this law degree. And also, hold up. I went to college. I was studying. I never looked this good.
Okay, Mario did that beat, baby.
Okay.
You did that. Her makeup artist is amazing. Like, he is so on point. She looks flawless.
She looks great. And I love the way that Courtney is looking. She's just giving us hot vibes.
Stunning, baby.
Oh, she looks great in this latex red. Oh, yeah. And the high ponytail. I'm gonna
go with Courtney for my pick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, we did not forget. You look damn good.
Hot okay. mama.
The most
hot
interesting mama. To look at.
Yeah.
We vote you most interesting to look at, for sure. Yes, awesome. Well, that concludes our episode of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale.
Season finale.
Oh my gosh, this is the last Keeping Up for the year, Keeping Up for the decade.
Wow.
What? 2020.
Beginning of a decade, end of a decade.
Yeah.
That was it.
They said in the commercial the new season will be back in spring. So if you guys are in the chat, let us know what you guys think that, like, what they're going to film, what they're going to talk about, if you guys are excited to see Courtney leave, if you want her to stay, and what do you guys think that the new season's going to bring?
What is it going to bring? But in the meantime, Howard, where can everyone find you?
Yes, you can find me on all social media outlets at Howard the Third. I also do the Back to Reality show on Black Hollywood Live with Nakia over here on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so tune in there. And then I also do the Sisters After Show with Nakia again on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so hang out with me there.
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And like Howard says, we do Back to Reality on Black Hollywood Live every Sunday. And we do the Sisters After Show Wednesday night, which is amazing. We will see you guys in the year 2020, where we will be still keeping up with the Kardashians. Make sure you check us out on Kardashian News Daily. So if you guys don't see us here, you will see us on YouTube and Instagram, because we will still be giving you the Kardashian news.
Yes.
That is right. I'm actually going to be recording my Kardashian News Daily for y'all to see in the morning. It will be good. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard. We really appreciate y'all tuning in this season and all the seasons before this. We have so much fun being here every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I know I like went completely blank on Howard's name. Like, what the heck? I talk to him every day. I know who he is. We do this every freaking Sunday. But thank y'all so much for tuning in, and until next year, 2020,
we'll see y'all.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.